the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening, as the announcer said, to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so that you can have the second chance at the life you want. That's part of the new book I've got coming out called This Is Your Do-Over, but we'll get into that more later. We have some great topics. Is vaccination so much a public benefit that choice doesn't exist? I'm going to give you my point of view. I think choice should exist, but with a strong modification relating to education, because 13 childhood vaccines have 40,000 times the benefit than serious risk. So we ought to acknowledge, and people say, are vaccines safe? And the answer is no. There is a risk in vaccines. About 1 in 4 million get a serious neurologic problem, usually Guillain-Barré, that is a limb paralysis from them. On the other hand, something on the order of 1 in 1,000 is saved, if you have the 13 childhood vaccines, is saved from death or a disabling disability. So the odds are 40,000 to 1 that you will have a benefit compared to a risk. We don't have that kind of odds in anything else. And so it seems to me we ought to figure out how to make sure we vaccinate all the kids that we care about, which is every kid, obviously, but let's talk about that later. We'll then talk about, can a short jog lead to a longer life? That is it better to take a short jog or really train hard for marathons if the length of life is the concern, length and quality of life? And if you know a tobacco user, you'll not know them for long if these data continue. Lung cancer, past breast cancer, is a killer of women in the developed world. And that's because of smoking and a little bit of secondhand smoke, but mainly primary smoking. This is, to me, a really interesting story. About 21% of people would risk an earlier death of about a year, up to a year, rather than take a pill every day, even if the pill had no side effects. That's really remarkable data. We're going to also talk about the story about that was from Norway, where they looked at kids' sleeping habits. And believe it or not, if the kids are only sleeping, the teenagers who need between 8 and 10 hours of sleep, that's what the new data would say, 8 to 10 hours for a teenager. The average teenager in Norway who uses 3 devices, say a phone, a computer, and an iPad a day, one of those, if they use 3 a day, they're averaging only 5 hours of sleep a day. Many packaged baby foods exceed the limits of these ingredients, and they aren't healthy. And then the great Amy Morin. Amy Morin is a wonderful book out called 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. This started as a article or a little tweet, if you will, or small article she wrote, a blog that got picked up by Forbes and really went viral. 10 million views. And her book is now out, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, published by William Morrow. So it's a really interesting thing. Things like they forgive themselves the past. They don't, if you will, one of the things they don't do is they don't dwell on the past. They take calculated risks. We're going to talk to her about her own, if you will, one of her own tragedies and how she overcame it. They don't waste energy on things they can't control. They don't worry about pleasing everyone. They don't fear taking calculated risks. They don't dwell on the past. They don't make the same mistakes over and over. We'll go into these and all of the 13 when we speak with Amy Morin, M-O-R-I-N, 13 things mentally strong people don't do. And then that's the first hour. Hopefully we'll get through all of those. Now, when I talk to my son, who's a pediatrician, about this issue about should there be free choice in vaccines, he feels strongly there shouldn't be, that the scientific data is so strong that we shouldn't have free choice. But in fact, we would have never gotten the vaccines this safe if there wasn't free choice. And the anti-vaccine movement, which some physicians are, Mehmet, Dr. Oz and I contacted 150 people, everyone who had written a book or an article on either pro or anti-vaccines or the scientific study on vaccines in the last 20 years. And we contacted every one of them, and I talked to almost every one of them. There were very few who wouldn't talk to us. And then we read every one of the papers and graded it. If you look at it, the odds of a vaccine benefiting you are about 1 in 1,000. That is, if you look at everybody in the United States, the chances of avoiding a life-threatening illness because you got vaccinated is about 1 in 1,000. So it goes down to 1 in 100 if you include those diseases that are largely wiped out in America. But let's use the 1 in 1,000. And the risks of it are 1 in 4 million of getting a serious medical problem. Usually it is a nerve problem. But in fact, these vaccines have been made much safer because of the concern about safety of vaccines and mercury in vaccines, etc. In any case, they're so safe now that the odds are 40,000 to 1. So it's virtually, you don't get 40,000 to 1 odds in even you getting an apple that tastes good or whatever it is. There's nothing in life. You crossing the street has a greater risk of dying than 1 in 40,000. So we don't get this kind of odds on anything. And so my feeling is that people should get their kids vaccinated. And if they do, then outbreaks like this wouldn't exist. Now you say, what about the kids who are under 6 months of age and wouldn't have gotten, or under 12 months of age and wouldn't have gotten the first vaccine? Well, there is that risk if you let people have choice. We had virtually wiped out measles in the United States, and almost all of the cases of measles in the United States were, if you will, brought from other countries. So places where people from other countries visit. And measles is so infective, that is, if you're in a room and you breathe and you have the measles and you leave the room and someone else comes in at an hour later, they have a 98% chance of getting measles. That's incredibly infective. And as we get older, it can cause encephalitis and other things. So definitely once you hit that 6 or 12 months, you get the first shot, the next shot, you can get as early as 12 months later. So you don't have to wait till you're entering school to get the booster shot. You want the booster shot, which helps prevent it. So is there a reason that we should get it? Absolutely. Does this mean you shouldn't have free choice? Does it mean that you, as a parent, can say, I don't want my kid immunized? No, I fear that if you take away the freedom, the choice you have, that we will have, if you will, a lot of immunizations and a lot of other things happening to us and a lot of other choice that is taken away, not just on immunizations. So in this case, on immunizations, I don't see any reason for your kid or you to not be immunized. And I see a lot of reasons to be. And what happens if you decide, or someone in the group decides not to? Well, if you've got your kid protected with immunization, you're very unlikely to get the disease. We're going to have another story about immunization, who gets shingles, in a little bit, because it's actually something in the food that is triggering shingles in the majority of people. And I've got to thank Dr. Oz for getting that something largely out of the food in America. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm interested in your comments on this. You can call in 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, and we'll discuss anything you want. We're going to go on a short jog. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalife Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalife Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalife Oasis product and all the great Prevalife products at Prevalife.com. Prevalife.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalife.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word. Someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And you can always email us at youdocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. The easy way to get in on the discussion, especially if you want to get in on the discussion about whether vaccines should be a choice or mandated, is to call us 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. I have an email from Mandy who said, why is measles so infectious and what's happening with the flu? So let me go and basically talk about why measles is so infectious, and then we'll talk a little bit about the flu, because it is now killing as many Americans as it did when it was at its highest about, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. Let me give you where it is now, because it was east and west, and now it is, if you will, in coming north and south. So we'll talk about measles first. So Mandy, thanks. So why is measles so infectious? Well, the virus is small enough and sturdy enough that it lives in the air. Just the air. Some things require secretions to live in. Some live in air. Some live only on surfaces in things that, such as saline, that foster their growth. Some require the correct temperature, etc. The measles vaccine will live in air, even in cold climates, for about two hours. And if you will, it was eliminated from the United States, meaning that the infectious no longer originates here. But worldwide, there are still 20 million cases, and about 150,000 people died from it in 2013. So this is not a trivial thing. It does kill people, and it kills them by developing an encephalitis. So that is a brain infection, or an infection on the areas that surround the, if you will, the curtain that covers the brain. But the interesting thing is, and of the brain tissue itself, the interesting thing is that it is a very, what we call resistant to environmental condition. So Mandy said if someone has it on a plane, she's on a plane overseas and going to a developing area, and she said they probably have measles there. If she's on that plane and someone has measles and she didn't, or she didn't get vaccinated, would she be vulnerable to getting measles? And the answer is yes. But she is, Mandy wrote that she's over 60. So unless that's a rare person over 60, which means they were a child before the 1970s. Actually, she was a child, 14 years and 45 would be, in 1955 she was born. So, she would have, if you will, almost certainly had measles, because it is so infectious. And when you have it as a child, it's much less severe than when you have it as an adult. But what's happened with measles, if you will, in Maine, in Vermont, New Hampshire, in North Dakota, in Washington, in California, in the states, in Mississippi, Louisiana, both north and south, not as much east and west, except, of course, you got to say Maine is the eastern place, and Alaska, where it's very high now, is the, I think, other than Hawaii, where it's very high now, not Alaska. Hawaii, which is the most western state, so it is the most east and west, as well as the most north and south. The middle of the country seems spared from this high levels of flu, but it has caused a resurgence, and for this time of year, it's the second highest of any flu in the last 10 years. So there is still a risk of it. How long, Mandy also said, I didn't get the flu shot this year. I haven't gotten the flu to my knowledge. Should I still get the flu shot? And the answer is yes, because it takes only 2 weeks. It usually starts to be effective in 3 to 5 days, but in 2 weeks, it reaches most of its effectiveness, and it's effective against flu or other strains that occur in March. So the B virus and the influenza strains, usually the non-A viruses usually peak in March rather than February, where the A3N2 tends to peak. So the answer is yes, still get it, and it is still fairly high and maybe even at a resurgence in the United States, and deaths from it are very high. The other question that we got asked, if you will, well, I did answer that. That was the one on measles. Now let's go back to the story on jogging. This is a very interesting story because it fits with a lot of other stories. And what this story is that light jogging was associated with greatly reduced all-cause mortality in this study. So this was the Copenhagen City Heart Study, and they looked at all-cause mortality and the amount of jogging a week. And it said that a couple hours of jogging at a moderate pace spaced over a week was the optimal dose. Now, let me tell you, there is an optimal dose that is the maximum benefit for minimum work you can do. And it is 10,000 steps a day, three components, 20 minutes of weightlifting a week, and then 20 minutes three times a week of cardiovascular exercise that raises your heart rate to 80% of your age-adjusted maximum, which was what light jogging does. Well, in this case, it reduced your all-cause mortality by 80%. That's amazing. 80% reduction, 78% reduction, just jogging. Now, on the other hand, strenuous jogging for more than 6 hours a week actually increased your mortality rate compared to light jogging or moderate jogging. It still was a little better. And what that shows is what we call a U-type curve, where the lowest mortality is actually at a little work. And why is that? Because when you do a lot of activity, such as you train for a marathon, you will get in better shape than the person who isn't training for a marathon. But on the other hand, you will exceed the ability of your cells to buffer the stress that you're putting on it. So it's the stress you're putting on it that causes the problem in the stress you're putting on your cells that causes damage to your cells and that causes you to age faster. You use up your repair cells and you create free radicals, which damage, damage the cells you have more than light jogging does. So that's why light jogging seems to be the ideal thing, plus that 10,000 steps a day, plus, of course, the weightlifting. And you do them in that order. But anyway, this study confirmed what we knew from prior work from the Cleveland Clinic, from the Cooper Clinic, from the alumni studies of Pennsylvania, University of Pennsylvania Men, and the Harvard Men studies that have been in existence for a number of years, and now the Jerusalem Longevity studies all show the same thing. That is, there's a three-component process. We'll be right back with a great guest, 13 things that mentally strong people don't do.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest because that's all I know how to do, and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me, and thank you both for what you do to get the health message and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We and bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. We have a great guest, but usually I will introduce the guest and then we'll talk to her. But this time I'm going to ask her a question first, because this question explains a lot about the book. That is, Amy, why did you write the book?
Great question. I'm a therapist by trade, and so I've always been interested in the concept of mental strength. But a few years after I started working as a therapist, my journey with mental strength really became personal. My mother had passed away suddenly from a brain aneurysm, and I was still working as a therapist while I was privately working on my grief, and which certainly was a difficult thing to do. And a few years after she had passed away, my husband, at the age of 26, suddenly passed away from a heart attack. And again, found myself publicly trying to help other people deal with their problems while I was very privately dealing with my own grief. And So I certainly was very invested in mental strength and how to be as strong as I possibly could. And if you fast forward a few more years, I had just gotten remarried when my father-in-law was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And unlike when I lost my mother and my husband, this time I knew what was coming. And where I had lost them in very sudden and unexpected circumstances, this time I really knew, okay, he probably has a few months to live at best. And so I sat down and I wrote this list of the 13 things mentally strong people don't do as a letter to myself about all the bad habits that could really hold me back and keep me from facing my circumstances with as much courage and strength as I knew it was going to take to get through it. And when I published it, I chose to publish it to the web thinking, maybe it'll help somebody else. And it went viral. And within a few days, Forbes had picked it up and it's gone on to reach about 10 million people on their website. And so from that, I got a call from a literary agent who said, you need to write the book. So that's why I wrote it.
And in fact, that's a great story because it is your personal story. So Amy Morin is a licensed clinical social worker. She's a college psychology instructor and a psychotherapist. And she really was the first person and maybe the only person to talk about mental strength on a global level. And she lives in Maine where the flu is running rampant now. But in any case, now tell me where Enfield, Maine is. Is it on the north part or southern part?
Kind of smack dab in the middle. I'm about an hour from the ocean, about an hour from Bangor, which is the biggest, nearest city, I guess, from here.
And you also serve as About.com's parenting teen expert and discipline expert and a contributor to Forbes. Now, some of the things that... if you will, the our mental strength are one of the things that we also find in people who get a do-over on their health. They don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. That is, they forgive themselves the past and they go on to the future. And that's necessary in all of health. But what do you mean by they don't give away their power?
That one is really about sort of our personal power. I think so often we want to blame other people or blame our circumstances for how we think, feel, or behave. So somebody might say, my boss makes me really mad, or my boss makes me work late. But the issue is that, first of all, nobody can make you feel anything. So to take back that power and really own how you feel, and other people might influence how you feel, but to say, nobody's going to make me feel anything is really empowering. And also to then say that nobody can make you do anything. Maybe there's a consequence if you don't do what your boss tells you to do, so you choose to do it. Or maybe there's a consequence if you, you know, don't invite your mother-in-law over for dinner. Or if you don't do those certain things in life, maybe something bad will happen. But it's still a choice. And sometimes just recognizing, okay, I'm choosing to do this today. Maybe it's not something you want to do, but you're choosing to do it to avoid the consequence. And sometimes just changing your language can make all the difference in the world to your attitude.
Now, one of the things that you also state, by the way, this is from the book, The 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. The other one that I thought was very interesting is they don't fear alone time. That's number 11. What do you mean by that?
I think we've gotten so caught up with technology and our digital world that it becomes so easy to constantly have this noise, whether we're listening to a podcast or we're watching TV or we're using social media to be connected with people, that it's so many of us just forget to take time out just to sit and be alone with our thoughts. You know, as a therapist, I work with so many people who have trouble sleeping, and they're sleeping with the TV on because they just can't stand the silence or they can't stand to be sort of subjected to whatever goes on in their mind, and they're always trying to drown it out. And so I think it's really important for us to take a break, even if it's just 10 minutes a day, to be alone with your thoughts, to really think about the day, think about your progress, what your goals are, where you want to go, how you're doing. All those sorts of things to check in with ourselves, I think, is hugely important. It can make all the difference in the world to our future goals and creating the kind of life that we want to do. But for a lot of people, it's really hard to unplug and unwind that way.
Well, is that concept just about unwinding and unplugging, meaning being alone and being meditating, as you say, or, which I think is very important, don't get me wrong, or is there also being alone, can you be more productive? For instance, when you write the book, you had to be alone, I imagine, for a fair bit of the time writing. And is that one of the things that strong people fear is being alone and working hard at something by themselves without background noise on, et cetera?
Yeah, I think definitely that it can be that as well. And I think even on a bigger level, sometimes people are afraid of not being in a relationship. They stay in a bad relationship because the fear of being alone is so big that they just can't tolerate it. So they stay in a bad situation. I think there's definitely lots of different levels of how deeply rooted that fear of being alone is. Absolutely.
Now, someone has written in and said, did you feel like when these first two things happened to you, I guess you had two, quote, tragedies in a very short period of time. Did you feel that you were being singled out for something?
Oh, you know, there was times, absolutely, that I just kept thinking, why does this have to happen to me? Why do bad things have to happen in my life? And that's part of the reason why when I created this list, because it was very easy for me to feel like, I guess, to experience some self-pity and start to think, you know, my life is terrible, horrible, or worse than other people's, or my problems are bigger than other people's, which isn't true. My life is certainly not particularly special compared to the other problems everyone else in the world has. But I think when we get caught up in that emotional state, it becomes really easy to feel sorry for ourselves. And I certainly wasn't immune to that at times.
But that is one of the things you state. In fact, that's number one chapter, if you will, is they don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves.
Right. And I always try to remind people that self-pity and grief or sadness are two very separate things, and that it's okay to feel bad when something bad happens. But self-pity is more than that. It's about dwelling on the problem and exaggerating and thinking these catastrophic ways about how really terrible and horrible and awful life is. And so, and that's what keeps us stuck when you start thinking that way. And then it really changes your behavior too, because when we feel sorry for ourselves, we don't work on a solution. We just choose to stay stuck in our own misery, basically.
We've been talking, and when we come back from the break, we'll be continuing this conversation with Amy Morin, M-O-R-I-N. The website is Amy Morin, L-C-S-W, licensed social worker, licensed clinical social worker, L-C-S-W, Amy, M-O-R-I-N, L-C-S-W.com is her website. The book, wonderful book, The 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, and we'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen, and we're talking with Amy Morin, M-O-R-I-N, Amy Morin, LCSW.com. Amy's the author of a wonderful new book, just came out, 13, and did hit the bestseller list in Hudson and Indy. 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. It started as a blog with 10 million views on Forbes.com, and so it went viral, if you will. She just wrote it as a letter to help her get over her own issues, if you will, or her own tragedies and what she remembered from them. The 13 things mentally strong people don't do. So one obvious question is, can you have mental illness? Can you be depressed and still be mentally strong? Can you have bipolar disease and still be mentally strong? What's the difference between mental illness and mental strength, Amy?
Yeah, you absolutely can have those things. In fact, some of the most mentally strong people I've met have been people who've come into my office who maybe have depression or anxiety or some other mental health issue. And I always tell people, too, mental strength, it's a lot like physical strength. We all have the power to become stronger. And just like if somebody, say, had diabetes or some sort of chronic pain issue, maybe that would be a complicating factor in developing more physical strength, but they could certainly do it. If somebody with diabetes can go to the gym and work out just like anybody else can. So when it comes down to depression and anxiety and those sorts of things, people can still make choices that help them become mentally stronger. They may have some more complicating factors, but it's definitely possible.
And the I assume it is much tougher if you're depressed to be mentally strong, because you have to kind of gird yourself up so you don't feel more depressed and waste more time feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah, there's times that, you know, to become stronger, it takes every fiber of your being to get up and get out of bed and do those things that are going to be helpful to you. So it certainly does make it a complicating factor, but it's completely possible to do.
Are kids better able to do this? In other words, do all of us have this when we're young? I mean, I was reading one of the stories, the top stories of the week, is of the Norwegian kids and who routinely use three devices in a day, three electronic devices, and they're sleeping only 5 hours a night. And I was saying, well, it's probably because they're trying to get up so quickly and do more work. And I was wondering, are kids naturally mentally strong and we lose some of it someplace along the line?
Oh, good question. You know, I think we probably do have in childhood, we probably do have a lot of built-in resilience and built-in mental strength. And then I think a lot of what goes on in our childhood can either help us build our mental muscle more, or it can cause us to break it down too. And so as an adult, for some people, it's much easier if you had a childhood that was more prone to building mental strength. It becomes much easier as an adult because it's sort of this more innate thing of what to do and what types of things to avoid. But kids who didn't have that start, you know, as an adult, it's going to take some more time. I guess a lot like physical health, again, kids that grew up in homes where physical health was a priority, it's going to be easier to be a healthy adult.
And I'm going through some of the emails people have been sending to find some questions that I like, that are easy enough to answer in a finite period of time, because all we have is a finite period of time. But one of them is that people don't give up. One of the chapters is they don't give up after the first failure. And we've often had this thing on about Silicon Valley relishes failure, whereas much of the rest of the country doesn't. That is, two or three failures seem to make the Silicon Valley entrepreneur even more valuable. Mm-hmm. How do we get that in the rest of the country?
Well, I think it's changing the way that we view failure, because I think the people that are really successful in life don't view failure as the end of the road. Instead, they just view it as a learning opportunity and something to make them stronger. But I think for the rest of us, you know, our mistakes and sometimes failure has become this shameful thing. But so to switch our mindset and to be able to just remind ourselves that failure is often part of a long journey to success, and often you're going to fail 5, 6, maybe 10, 100 times, but that doesn't have to be the end of the road. And it becomes more of looking at your journey as a marathon instead of a sprint. So to know that you're going to fail along the way if you want to become super successful in life.
And that's part of number 13, if you will, as well, that people who are mentally strong are in it for the long run rather than the short run. And again, there's a real health parallel here. That is, people who are in life and are choosing to, if you will, live a long time and live healthy, look at long-term gains rather than the short-term effects. So the people who are mentally strong don't expect immediate results. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, I think technology has been one of those things that makes us really used to getting things at the touch of a button, and we think things should happen overnight. But real growth and personal change doesn't happen like that, and it's not about where you need to be by next week or tomorrow or today, but it's to be able to say, okay, what is it I want to change? And just like you said, if somebody wants to change their physical health, you're not going to lose 100 pounds in 1 month. Well, same with mental strength. You're not going to become mentally strong in 1 week. Instead, you need to say, well, what can I do to start changing my life? And don't look at it as something that has to happen right now. And to know that progress isn't always in a straight line. Sometimes we take 2 steps forward and then we take 1 step back. But that doesn't mean you went all the way back to the beginning. I think so often people, when they do encounter a roadblock, or they take that 1 step back, they give up because they think, well, this isn't working. And so to remind ourselves that that's okay, that's part of our journey sometimes, is that we'll have those stumbling blocks, but that we can choose to keep going, and that we can choose to make those obstacles in our way help us become better, and we learn from them, and then you can move forward again after that.
Amy, we've got an email from several people saying she's so logical. Where can I see her as a licensed social worker? Where do you live? You live in Enfield, Maine. I remember you told us that.
Right, in the middle of Maine. So somebody happens to live here in Maine. Yes, you can contact me via my email address is on my website. Otherwise, I don't do any therapy over Skype or anything like that.
So it is www.amymorinlcsw.com. You're going to have to go to Maine to be able to see her. AmyMorinLCSW.com, the book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. Wonderful book, a brilliant rendition of this topic, which many people don't have. And I must admit, it parallels so closely a lot of the things that are needed for what I would call health changes as well, such as you don't waste time feeling sorry for yourself, you forgive yourself, you don't give away your power, you have the power to change, and you don't expect immediate results. We'll be right back for the second hour, and those places that do get the second hour, if you don't, you can always...
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.